your mind. This is a preview show. This is Mark, the Freedom Poet, here sitting in. Scott and Steve are going to be broadcasting live from the second annual Women's Business Summit in Bismarck. And we'll be catching up with them as soon as possible. And at 8:30, we're going to have Dave Coland on with us this morning, General Manager of the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District. Previews the Water Reuse and Recycling Conference in Fargo on Wednesday, hosted by Garrison Diversion. And, of course, as always, we have open phones here at KTGO and AM 1100 The Flag. That is 855-200-1776. If you want to leave a message, poke one. If you want to talk to us, poke two, and you could be on the air with us. Are you happy that it looks like we're going somewhere in the Senate? You know, sometimes going somewhere just to be going somewhere might not be as great as not going anywhere, but the Senate leaders say the deal is near. Reid forecasts a bright day after talks with McConnell, and, of course, the stock market has been believing that for the last 3-4 days as it's been cooking. Fargo government shutdown protest straws about 25 people, and the North Dakota Democrats tried to rally some criticism of Craver. You know, Kramer, at least I've got to say, first of all, I personally really like him, and I think he's an honest and good man, but he's accessible. He's on What's on Your Mind every Wednesday, and so if you got something, a problem with him, you can chime in and check that out. Something on the front page above the fold in the forum just delights me. The hunt is on. Archers. You know, it seems like something a kid would love to do. I don't know how old you have to be to get an archer's license, but they got an in-town turkey hunt going on until January. And there's several places inside the city limits of Fargo where you can take your bow and arrow and go and shoot a turkey. And I'm not talking about liberals. I'm talking about real feathered creatures. You can go and shoot them. And have you ever had wild turkey? It is really, really good stuff if it's cooked right and properly plucked and stuffed. I've had it a couple of times, and it is great, great food. Great food. There are a lot of topics. You know, this whole oil spill, the notification that North Dakota lawmakers are questioning the process, the delay, and that sort of thing. Agency says communication needs to improve. Tesoro has no timeline yet for North Dakota pipeline restart. And the Say Anything blog had a really good perspective on the spill. I think Scott will probably be sharing that with you. If not, I will later on the Common Sense Club. Rob Port has done a really good, thorough analysis of the situation. And remember, folks, there's always collateral damage when you're at war. We are at war for our economy of America. And these people out in the oil patch have been very, very diligent about protecting the environment. And, you know, this was an older pipeline, and it spilled. The amazing increase in pipelines out there, it has been efficient. It has been, for the most part, incredibly clean. But now we've got a situation to deal with it. And I believe Tesoro and even the landowners believe that they're making the best out of a tough situation, and obviously a public situation and a public relations challenge, to be sure. So that's a real thing. If you have any feelings about that whole issue, go ahead. Now, the Senate is near to the deal. How will Boehner respond? Rollback of cuts, fuels, claims that government inflated the impact of partial shutdown. Doesn't it seem as though there was a managed, carefully calibrated effort to be as obnoxious and public and visible as you possibly could? Like, oh, let's be really mean to World War II vets and not let them even go to their wonderful memorials. And, you know, I don't even think we can afford to give their family death benefits if they die over in Afghanistan or Iraq. And, oh, but by the way, let's go ahead and let illegal aliens, lawbreakers, have a nice an amnesty rally in the middle of the same mall in Washington, D.C. Obama has really showed his ugly true colors here as he's been playing this icky game, trying to hurt the people. This man is not one of us. That was the thing I noticed in Zealand. A person again and again, the Marine, the former military people, more and more people are realizing this man is not on our team. He is from some other planet. And look at what he's done. He's created this entitlement perspective. And where does entitlement go? It's never satisfied. It's never enough. They get these debit cards for food stamps. Now, they're already being degraded because they're not working, and a lot of them are healthy enough to go to Walmart. Now, they're not being carried there on some kind of a stretcher to Walmart. No, they're going there with their debit cards, which for some reason something went wrong. And they could they had no limits on their debit cards. So they went berserk and cleaned out two Walmarts in Louisiana. He said, oh, well, the government has unlimited money. It's just like the attitude about big business. It's just about the attitude about big insurers. The attitude is, it doesn't matter if you steal from somebody that's got a lot. We've been teaching situational ethics, folks. We have been destroying the character of our kids in public schools. Now, taking the Ten Commandments off the wall, that starts with, remember, wisdom starts with fear of the Lord. That's what Solomon said in Proverbs. So it used to be, until 1980, Ten Commandments were all over the walls of schools in America, and because thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not steal. Well, now it's considered good to steal. Oh, if you're even slightly hungry or disadvantaged or somebody's got more than you, oh, just go for it. Do you realize the seeds that we are planting in the valueless youth of America? That if things go bad, and they will eventually, sometime we're going to have a major crisis. The cycles of history say that eventually you have another depression. Every four generations or so. Why? Because they forget. The first generation out of a depression works really hard. The second generation, usually the parents keep the memory alive. They work not quite as hard, not quite as intense. By the time you get to the third or fourth generation, you've got a lot of sloth going on, a lot of artsy, crafty kind of things. I know that. I mean, for a long time, I was a doctor's son. He grew up in a depression. And for a long time, I just didn't push myself. Of course, I didn't have a goal. People used to have a goal early on. It's really important, folks, that the bottom line of education is a real respect for other people, for property, for authority. Education should teach true history and should teach character and discipline and get these kids in shape. We need to be running these kids hard so they don't get diabetes, so that they don't go off to Walmart and buy two carts full of Twinkies when their food stamp card works, you know? So anyway, that really was a harsh indictment on the entitlement perspective and the disrespect for law and order and the disrespect for other people's stuff. Oh, it's rich Walmart. Oh, it's a rich government. Then let's just take what we can get away with. This is not good, folks. Sarah Palin has joined the comments of more and more people around the country. Michelle Bachmann, many others. In fact, many of the people at the Zealand Freedom Concert were talking impeachment. In fact, I'm passing out impeachment petitions and impeachment articles of impeachment. Now, she says, Sarah Palin says, oh, Barack Obama flirts with impeachment. I think it's more than flirts. I think he's aggressively embracing by every breath out of his unconstitutional mouth. Impeach me! Impeach me! I have no respect for the law of the land, no respect for the right of Congress to make laws, no respect for how I'm supposed to enact laws, no respect for the military, no respect for the people, the Tea Party people, that class hatred that this man engenders. Every day, every time he speaks. The NSA collects millions of email address books globally. Well, we got to shut that down. We got to shut the NSA down. Do you realize that the president of Brazil wouldn't even come here because so incredibly indignant about the invasion of privacy from our NSA? This is just absolutely wrong. And there's a report out of the oil patch that the police forces are overstressed and understaffed. So that is definitely a growing structural of pressure on the whole system because of the growth, because of the, you know, because of the success of the oil patch. World leaders press the U.S. on fiscal crisis, and of course they've been exaggerating it, talking about it's dire and imminent and all of that sort of thing. Hopefully we're going to catch up with Steve and Scott here in this next segment, and they can give you a heads up on what's ahead for what's on your mind. And then again, at 8:30, we've got Dave Colan and going to be with us back soon.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right. 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room. And you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment in the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo, prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal. Or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. And enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Mark the Sheriff, verdict from Mark the Freedom Poet or what?
Well, hello.
The Sheriff in town, Mark?
I don't know. I got a funny little badge.
You do?
Is that a Scott and a Steve?
Oh, both of us, yes.
It is indeed.
Well, what are you guys going to do on What's on Your Mind today?
We're in Bismarck at the Bismarck Civic Center, and we're here for the Business Women's Summit. And this is a event celebrating National Women's Small Business Month that is on for a second day here at the Bismarck Civic Center. So we're looking forward to broadcasting live from the Bismarck Civic Center today and meeting some folks from here. What else are we going to do, Steve?
Well, one of our guests from here, too,
Mark, are you familiar with the Baby Einstein product line?
Yes, I am. I have a bunch of little grandkids in there, and that stuff is super.
Well, we're going to be talking with a keynote speaker at the Women's Summit here today, Julie Anger Clark, who came up with Baby Einstein. And, you know, of course, it's a multi-million-dollar company, grew it in less than 5 years. Great, great story of entrepreneurship and where that business started from. And, of course, now it's just Baby Einstein is everywhere if you have kids or grandkids.
She's a neat story. Full-time mom, former teacher. And as Steve mentioned, in record time, just built this company into really something, born in her basement, though. And now internationally acclaimed, multi-million dollar company in just a short time. So it's pretty neat. And it's basically bringing the arts to kids, to babies and toddlers in child-friendly ways. And get them exposed to classical music and art and poetry. So, and her the videos are really the big thing, I guess, right? 20 languages they've been translated into now. And been on the New York Times bestseller list since the company started up over 15 years ago. So, anyway, she'll be here today, and we're looking forward to visiting with her. She's launching a new company called Baby Bites. And so we'll find out about that, too. So, anyway, Steve mentioned she's the keynoter today, and we'll have a chance to visit with her on the program. And maybe some of that
further into that story. It's a great story.
Maybe some of that success will rub off on us, Steve.
We could hope.
We'll just stay nice and close. Yeah, and get the... Get the secret to her success today on the program as well. We're going to chat with the folks from the Garrison Conservancy Water District. You know, Garrison is a word that sort of sends shivers up my spine. And I think it does a lot of North Dakotans that know anything about our history. Because, of course, was a great promise by, you know, the federal government that, hey, tell you what. You do this and we'll do this.
Figure.
And that deal is yet to be fulfilled. So, anyway, Dave Colon, the general manager of the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District, is going to talk a little bit about the Water Use and Recycling Conference in Fargo. And one of the reasons that water reuse and recycling is so important is because we don't have the water, you know, in Garrison stopped. It's not complete. That promise is undone yet. So,
which is really sad when you think about all the water we've got in North Dakota and all the water issues. But then it comes down to potable water, and that's the big difference.
We're also going to chat today on the program with Eric Osmestead of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. There's a number of counties that are looking for property tax hikes in their budget meetings, and the folks at the Farm Bureau have been on top of this big time and watching it closely, watching those county budgets on your behalf. So Eric will give you an update on the ones that they've been watching and also give you a little bit of a heads up on what you can do county by county, school board by school board, city by city to keep an eye on your property taxes. And that's the real issue here, is just getting folks engaged in actively knowing, hey, well, okay, what are the mill levies? What are they going up? How much am I paying? What are the valuations?
Well, that was one of the things I was really sad to see not go away was when the legislature this last session tried to get rid of the term mill levies. I mean, it's a tenth. It's a tenth. And
tenth of a penny, yeah.
Tenth of a penny. That's all it is. And but there's always that confusion. It's like, oh, what's the bigger number? And there's always that disconnect when it comes to sitting down and figuring out your taxes and having a line of sight when it comes to those numbers. I would like to have seen that go away this last legislative session because people would rather pay a 1% tax than 100 mills.
Anyway, if you aren't paying attention, at least the Farm Bureau is on your behalf, and we're going to chat with them a little bit about that. We'll also meet a lot of the folks that are displaying here and speaking here and part of the program, the Center for Technology and Business, the folks from EarthKind, the 2013 North Dakota Small Business of the Year, runner-up for National Small Business Person of the Year, Carrie Block, will be your founder and CEO of EarthKind. And we're also going to chat with the... a woman by the name of Ellen Glued. Ellen has Total Quality Maintenance. They do janitorial, snow removal, lawn care services out of Rapid City, South Dakota. She can talk about her secrets to success. And
I'm guessing her business was a little busy about a week and a half ago.
Down in South Dakota for sure, right? Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, all part of the Women's Business Summit for the strategic and savvy businesswoman here at the Bismarck Civic Center today on the program. They had a little protest in Fargo. The protest being, hey, the government shut down and we want to open it up. And North Dakota Democrats were trying to use it as a rallying point to criticize basically, you know, the North Dakota congressional delegation, specifically Kevin Cramer, who say it's all his fault, the government shut down. Total bust. Only got 25 people there. Didn't do so well. So not a lot of grassroots support for rah-rah, get that government open and blaming Republicans.
Although I was a little confused by that, the study that came out yesterday, or that was in the news yesterday about what states would be affected most by the government shutdown. You know,
my take on that was, you know, every time one of these statistics come out per capita, they always say North Dakota gets the lion's share. So I imagine somebody just reversed that and said, well, if you're getting the most government per capita or you're in the one of the top states to get the most government per capita, because when you break it down, real-world impacts, there weren't much.
No, there really aren't. And other than maybe getting out in some WPA land for pheasant hunting, I suppose.
And a USDA loan like we talked about yesterday.
And the USDA loans and a few of the financial. You know, most of it, I think, is through the loan programs is where a lot of that was tied up in.
And again, it's not forever.
No.
So it isn't, you know, I mean, that's the thing I took away from yesterday was, okay, yeah, we put an offer in a home, we've been approved for financing, and now we're on hold to get the financing completed until the end of the month.
I would hope they do back up her loan process. If the government, slowed down for,
look, if you sold me a house,
15 days,
and my financing was contingent on a USDA program, and the government was shut down, I'd go to you and say, hey, I've got the financing, it's approved, I need a little extra time to, you know.
You know, the biggest problem is it's up in Minot, and the housing market is so crushed in Minot. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah, no question. But I mean, I think you could connect somebody from, the program and the USDA to the seller to just explain, hey, we're working on this. So,
there's got to be an avenue for short-term financing there someplace. I mean, North Dakota Housing Finance has just as many good programs as the USDA in quite a few cases.
I want to ask our listeners, but it looks like Republicans might have blinked here. In the government shutdown, because I don't see a lot of what conservatives have been clamoring for in this deal. Now, we don't know every chapter and verse of the deal, but evidently the shutdown's going to end, and the debt crisis will be averted. And, of course, we use all their terms. It's not a shutdown. It's a slowdown. It's not really a debt crisis because you just be smart about taking care of the debt. But, again, the ceiling is there. But anyway, a lot of that isn't there, it looks like. And in other words, nothing on Obamacare, nothing last I heard on the medical device tax. So we're going to ask our listeners, is this a blank on the part of Republicans?
Although I was watching Amy Klobuchar, and she said that the Democrats were on board to get rid of the medical device tax.
They are, but it's not in the deal.
And this was going to be short term.
Stay tuned, folks.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, together with Steve Bach, and we're live in Bismarck today at the Bismarck Civic Center for the Women's Business Summit, celebrating National Women's Small Business Month, and a whole host of activities. And day number two continuing today. If you want to stop by and take it in, goes till tonight's closing ceremony at 5:15. So plenty of time to come to Bismarck and take it in. First guest of the program today is Dave Colon. Dave is the general manager of the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District, and they have a conference in Fargo tomorrow. Dave, nice for, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, glad to be here. It's a rainy, rainy, bright day.
We're bright soon, but plenty of rain, isn't it? I tell you what, top five. I heard Mark Armstrong say today, top five
records across the state
precinct.
Today.
Yeah,
not just in Bismarck, Mandan, all the way over to Grand Forks set records. Yep. Minot, Williston.
Top five for precinct for the year. And a record in a number of places yesterday on the day. So lots of water. So it's appropriate we're talking water, Dave. What is the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District?
Well, the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District is 28 counties that have banded together and are working on putting the water behind Garrison Dam, the Missouri River, to beneficial use for the people of North Dakota. And we're doing that in a couple of ways. We have an irrigation project that we're working out of the McCluskey Canal. And we're working on the issue of a water supply for the Red River Valley. And that's where water reuse comes in. There are lots of things you can do when you start running short of water. You can use water conservation, drought management plans, and reuse of the existing water that you have available in the valley. And that's what the conference tomorrow is about how North Dakota is reusing its water in a number of different ways across the state.
Remind us the status of the famous Garrison Diversion Project once promised by the federal government and where that, you know, how much of that project is completed. How much are we still waiting for the original promise from the federal government to be done?
Well, we're waiting for a lot. And like many promises the federal government makes, they're slow to deliver, if at all. When the dams were built in North and South Dakota, the two states were promised thousands of acres of irrigation, and the federal government has seen fit not to fulfill that promise. They've built some of the infrastructure, but they've mostly left it to the states to fend for themselves in putting that water to beneficial use in irrigation projects or in municipal drinking water for its communities.
So, Dave, who's dropped the ball on this? Does this fall on the federal government, the Corps of Engineers, or the state of North Dakota for not finishing up some of these projects?
Well, no. I think you have to look squarely at the federal government. This state is full of promises that have not been kept by the federal government, and certainly we all depend on the federal government for lots of things, and there are lots of good things that they do. But when it came to delivering on the promises that they made, they were just not of a mind to fulfill them. And so they've left it to the state of North Dakota to take care of itself on these issues. And that's what we're doing, because there is great promise. That is a great water resource that we have for the state. It may not seem like it today, but we are a water-poor state when it comes to we're putting all our water to use, and we're reusing it in a responsible manner. But as we continue to grow and look to have future growth, water is a very, very important part of that picture.
Dave, when you look at some of the issues downstream, Minot tried getting a small water project through. They wound up getting sued by Canada. They wound up getting sued by Missouri. And there's a big issue when it comes to downstream flows, and basically it's for barge traffic on the Mississippi River. If we start taking water out of the Missouri with the Garrison Diversion Project, are we going to run into some of those legal issues with states downstream?
Well, certainly to a point. And in the western United States, this is nothing new. Every state says, no, don't use that water. I need it all. But that's not the way it works. North Dakota is entitled to the natural flows into the Missouri River. The Missouri River has never gone dry running through North Dakota. I think the lowest flows are someplace in the 9,000 CFS. We're looking at for 120 CFS of water for eastern North Dakota.
You know, you mentioned the flows running dry. Missouri's never run dry, which is ironic, because my next question for you was the city of Denver, their long-term water solution, they're looking at the Missouri River as well. And then that's a river, the Colorado River, that has run dry. Everybody wants Missouri water, but we're entitled to it, aren't we? Through those,
yes, absolutely.
Those previous contracts.
We need to put it to beneficial use. I use that term, which is maybe a little bit new to start with, but under Western water law, when you put that water to beneficial use, now you have a right to it. And that's what all of these states in the southwestern part of the country are looking. And when you look, you got to go all the way to the Mississippi or the Missouri River to find a resource that's not already fully allocated, like the Colorado River.
What is a beneficial use, Dave?
Well, that's if you use it to irrigate a crop, if you use it for a municipal water supply, those are beneficial uses. And under Western water law, when you do that, then you're entitled to that water into the future.
And by the way, tomorrow at this conference, the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District Second Annual Water Conference at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo, the theme is From the Bath to the Garden, Giving Water New Life Through Recycling. So obviously it's a precious resource always, even more so in North Dakota, given the fact that, you know, the challenges in getting the water behind that dam to eastern North Dakota to fulfill that promise. But in the meantime, obviously got to do everything to be as efficient with the water that we do have as possible. So give us a little idea of some things folks will learn at the conference, how to do that, that they might not have thought of before.
Well, we're going to have some presentations on what's happening in the Jamestown area. Great River Energy and the Spiritwood Station, they're reusing water from Jamestown. We're going to take a look at that new fertilizer plant in Grand Forks that is going to be using Grand Forks' wastewater. And by the way, the Red River, unlike the Missouri River, has gone dry in the past, and that's why the concern for eastern North Dakota.
You talk about reusing water. That same thing happens with the Tharaldson ethanol plant and Fargo wastewater, doesn't it? No recycling,
yes,
between those two?
Yes, that's a water reuse project. They're taking it from Fargo out to that ethanol plant. We'll look at Coal Creek Station. They have a history of reusing water. The state engineer, Todd Sandel, will talk about what's happening in oil country. They're looking at and using reuse water. So across the state, there is a lot of it going on and probably has not received a lot of publicity or people. So we think the conference will bring people up to speed on this issue.
Now, obviously, you talked about a lot of high-profile industrial projects, but when you talk about from the bath to the garden, I mean, are there practical things people can do or systems available to reuse water, you know, in a residential setting now?
Yes, I think you're going to see that. You're going to, I think, see more rainwater capture. In other parts of the country, they're catching rainwater as it comes off the eave and using that for other uses, watering your garden, watering your flowers. There are lots of little ways that people can reuse water that help in the big picture.
Dave, Garrison, at least the terminology people are familiar with, has been around for decades here in North Dakota. Some of the numbers I've heard thrown around is the valley, especially in the Fargo area, Fargo and West Fargo, out of water for growth in 2017 from some of the numbers that I've seen and heard. Is there more of an onus right now on getting Garrison complete and getting some water to the Red River Valley more so than ever? What's the timeline? What are we looking at? It's been talked about for decades, but it hasn't come to fruition.
Well, you're right, and I think we're getting to that edge, and the industry that's reusing water in the valley is an indicator that we've allocated almost all our groundwater in the valley. There lots of groundwater is being used for irrigation. Lots of different indicators that we're approaching our limit on economic growth in the valley without a reliable water supply. And that's where the rub is, because to build that infrastructure is about 6 years. And our backup water supplies for the valley will maybe stretches out 4 years. So we're kind of in one of these long-range positions, and usually I'm talking about when it's raining outside like today, but that's when you got to be thinking about what you're going to do in a drought.
So again, folks want to attend this event, mark it on your calendars for tomorrow. The Garrison Diversion hosting this water reuse and recycling conference at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center. From the bath to the garden, giving water new life through recycling. And I understand this is free, Dave, right? There's no cost to attend. You just ask that folks register in advance so you know who's coming?
Yeah, it is free. We'd like to know who's coming because there is a noon meal, noon luncheon, so we'd like to have a head count for that. But we welcome everyone to attend.
And by the way, if you want to find out more about this, go to garrisondiversion.org, garrisondiversion.org. Starts at 8:30. And there's conferences at 8:45, at 10 o'clock, at 10:15, 11:30. Dave mentioned the lunch. Then in the afternoon, 1:15, 2:30, wrapping up at about 3:30 in the afternoon. Dave, thanks for the update on it, and have a great conference tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the time. Appreciate visiting with you.
You bet. Hope you get a nice turnout and maybe a little better weather. Be a nice thing here to... I'm kind of sick of the rain, to tell you the truth.
Need the rain, although I'm sure a lot of the sugar beet farmers aren't real happy with all the rain in the valley right now.
Slowing things up a little. Dave Colin, General Manager of the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District, our guest. By the way, speaking of the rain, there are some road restrictions in the patch today that we want to tell you about, to keep an eye on. It happens when we have... a lot of weather like this, so we'll tell you about that. Plus, we'll tell you about the weather forecast and how that's looking when we come back. Getting set for live broadcast from the Bismarck Civic Center today for the Women's Business Summit. Something for business owners, professional women, health and wellness, you name it, they've got it. So come join us today. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go.
south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hey, Scott Hillen, with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
We're back at What's on Your Mind. My friend is Scott Hammond. Quick check of the forecast and also an update on the oil patch road restrictions today that I promised. I want to play Heidi Heitkamp. She did a CNN interview earlier this morning. Do we have that ready to go, Aaron? Get her take on this deal. You tell me when it's ready, and we'll roll that here shortly. Stark County is asking for a volunteer shutdown of all heavy hauling today. The only loads are to be essential loads, for example, fuel and other necessary drilling supplies until roads are dry enough to haul. Please use discretion on wet roads. McKenzie, all non-paved roads restricted to 12,000 pounds. Gross vehicle weight until noon today, when the commissioners will reevaluate the road conditions. Williams County non-paved road restriction is in effect until this afternoon for all vehicles over 100,500 CVW. Hattinger County Sheriff advises no truck travel on gravel roads in the county until wet conditions approve. All the travelers asked to reduce speed. Botineau County restricted the county road notification is active as well for roads 637, 49, 17, 227A, 27B, 33, 57, 3A, 26B, and the 4-mile truck route. That's in Botineau County. These highways and farm-to-market roads have been updated to 105,500. Any loads over that will need to permit through uniform truck permits. During spring load restrictions, you'll also need to contact Botineau County Road Department and get a frost permit. Okay? So, there's the latest on that.
forecast, see how much longer this rain's going to last here, in the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, most of the rain before mid-afternoon, high near 49 today. It will be breezy with a north wind of 21 to 24, gusts as high as 37, chance of precipitation about 100%. And more precip in the amount of as much as a quarter of an inch with that. Tonight, partly cloudy, will hit only the upper 20s. The northwest wind tonight, winds could gust as high as 18. Wednesday, sunny, 57 tomorrow. Looks like mostly cloudy Wednesday night, mid-40s. Thursday, slight chance of showers, cloudy, low 50s. 35 Thursday night. Friday, chance of rain again, and a high upper 40s. And for the weekend, looks like sunshine and mid-40s. Saturday and Sunday, slight chance of rain on Sunday. And in the oil patch today, rain, most of that before mid-afternoon. High near 49, breezy, north wind 21 to 24. Gusts as high as 37 today. 100% chance of precip up to a quarter of an inch possible again today. Tonight, cloudy. Low upper 20s, northwest winds whipping around pretty good. High gusting tonight as high as 18. Tomorrow sunny, 57. Tomorrow night mostly cloudy, 43. Thursday, slight chance of showers, cloudy, low 50s. Thursday night, 35. Friday, some rain again, a possibility, mostly cloudy, mid-40s. And into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny, mid-40s. Sunday, slight chance of showers, sunny otherwise, and 45. All right. We have some breaking news on the deal-making going on in Washington. Republican sources now say the bill, the House Republicans are going to move their own bill on government spending and the debt ceiling as soon as today. That would include details of the Senate bill, but would also add in a provision to suspend for 2 years a tax on medical devices and also the so-called Vitter Amendment. That's the one that would remove health care contributions to lawmakers and staff, leveling the playing field. So members of Congress and their staff have to abide by the same thing everyone else does. That's according to several Republican sources. The bill would also not allow the Treasury Secretary to use extraordinary measures in order to keep the U.S. from defaulting. So, anyway, that's the scoop there. Do we have Senator Heitkamp's audio here from CNN earlier?
Are the sides starting to come together, at least in the Senate?
Well, I certainly think so. I think when you look at it, 12 or 13 senators coming together at a table, people like Bob Corker working very hard behind the scenes within his caucus, working basically on the same kind of plan, I think it's going pretty well. And I think that it's kind of like, not to... criticize anyone, but the adults have taken over, and people who know that we need to get this country back working again, need to get government back up, we need to pay our bills, and then we need systemic long-term debt and deficit reform. And that's really a goal that's shared across the aisle. We're finally coming together, finding common ground.
Senator Heitkamp, I mean, while it's Corker's party, it's going to have to be your message. There are people on his side in the Senate and in the House who say, no, it's not over. It's always been about getting after Obamacare, and we're not going to go anywhere until you address that, because we're not here to kick the can down the road like the rest of you. We're here to make change. What is your message to them with this deal?
Well, I think the message is that you've got to get government working, you've got to pay your bills, and you've got to do the systemic long-term debt and deficit reforms that we know are necessary. On the health care law, we've said over and over and over again, there's parts of it that I don't like. Let's have that conversation. But when it's all or nothing, then we don't get anything done. And we've delayed a lot of important bills like housing reform. We've delayed the farm bill. We've wasted a lot of time not just on getting a big and broad budget deal, but on all the other things that we're supposed to be doing. Things like the Farm Bill, which is critical to my state.
Sure. Go ahead, Senator, please.
I was just going to say, you know what, when you look at who's now involved, who's taking leadership, people like Bob Corker taking leadership, let me tell you, that's a reason for the country to be optimistic. I know he's a little crabby this morning because he's got a big lift ahead of him in talking to his caucus, but he's a great leader and I think someone that really speaks to people, the entire Senate, not just people in his caucus. So I think we've got the right people in the room, the right people in leadership, and I think this deal is going to get done.
I think what that is a veiled reference to the House Republicans being a bunch of loons, as far as she's concerned. She likes Bob Corker running things, obviously a Republican from Tennessee. Okay, we'll give you a chance to see whether that's a cave coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.